What's up, guys? Welcome back to Raw Latina, Hot Wife and Lifestyle Confessions. I'm your host, Jenny, and I'm so excited to have you guys back again for another episode. I am so just hyped and happy because, guys, this podcast has been growing. Like, the popularity of it has just been rising on the daily, and it makes me incredibly excited. I actually had a really crazy moment yesterday because I was just hanging out and, you know, around the house and doing some things, and I realized that one of my favorite like another podcast author that I listened to, she favorited my show. So me and my husband, we love listening to her podcast. So we were just like, oh my God, so excited. We were like, no way, you know, and it's just super, super awesome. But anyways, I hope that you guys have been liking this series. I hope that it doesn't come off like it's all over the place, you know, because I kind of don't really plan my episodes. I kind of just do them. So let's go ahead and just get started. Let me remind you guys again, just disclaimer, like I do in every single one of my episodes. This is an 18 plus adults only podcast. I do talk about sexually explicit content. I do talk about drug use, alcohol use, and things that are really meant for mature audiences only. So please, you know, if you are going to listen, please, you know, listen at your own discretion and make sure that you do realize that these are just my personal opinions, my own depictions of my experiences living in the lifestyle, and they're not meant to be confused as any like sexual health advice or anything like that. These are just my own personal things that I have experienced, so I just want to share them with you guys. But yeah, let's get started, okay? So, okay, last episode I talked to you guys about E, and all that. I talked to you guys about having you guys email me, and maybe we would make like a segment in our upcoming episode with maybe like me giving you guys some advice. If you guys want to email me and ask me for some advice, or if you guys kind of just want to share a story with me that you'd like me to kind of talk about on the series, my email is going to be attached on the description of this video, as well as the last one, and probably every single one from now on. If you guys want to, feel free to just say, hey, what's up, whatever. I totally, totally would love to hear from you guys. However, you guys, I think I'm going to take this episode on a different route just because I am so, so excited to talk to you guys about something that happened to me and my husband over the weekend. So, like I had mentioned before, the main thing, I think that we do in our relationship is the hot wife experience. However, we are also into, ethical non-monogamy. You know, he can date separately and so can I, my husband, as in he can date separately. I can date separately. We can date together. You know, we can date couples. We kind of just like, you know, you can consider us swingers in a way, I guess. And, so, you know, like I had mentioned, it is so hard to find people that are open to playing with you when you are involved in the lifestyle, especially when you want to play with your partner together. So, I was on Tinder last week and I was just kind of like, okay, I'm going to just see what happens. You know, I was going to just see if I could find somebody. You know, originally I was trying to find a bull, but I have this guy, right? And let's just call him M. And so M, right, he super likes me on Tinder. And if you're familiar with Tinder, super likes are better than regular likes. So it'll show up when you are swiping that they super liked you. And then he sent me like a swipe note on one of my pictures and said like how fine I was and whatnot. So I was like, okay, let me match this guy, right? Now, the reason I mainly matched him was because a long time ago, I was on a swingers app, dating app as well. And he was on there with his wife, and we'll call her H. Okay, so M and H. And so they were on, he was on there, but he, you know, his Tinder was kind of mainly focused on just himself, but he did have a picture with his wife on there already. So I matched him because I was like, you know what? I remember trying to hit them up back then off the other swingers app, and they never really got back to us. I think like they just were online or something for a while, and eventually ended up deleting the app, and I just didn't use it anymore. So I was just kind of like, okay, whatever. So when I found him, I was like so excited, you know. I was like, okay, I'm gonna match them, and I'm gonna ask him if he's still with his wife and if they would be interested in meeting me and my husband. So I did. So I messaged him and I was like, oh my God, you know, I'm so excited that we matched. I've been like trying to contact you guys for a while now. You know, I saw you guys on another dating app and I'm totally interested in playing with you, even if it's just myself and you, but I would actually love if maybe you and your wife were interested in meeting me and my husband, because originally that's kind of why I wanted to reach out to you. So he was like, messaged me right back, like really fast. And he was just kind of like, oh my God, me and H would love to meet you guys. We would absolutely love to get to know you guys. Just kind of see how things go. Did you want to start like a group chat, you know, on Snapchat? And I was like, yeah, that would work. However, you know, my husband, you know, like I said, we smoke marijuana. So he decided to post what he was smoking one day and Snapchat banned him. And so he's not able to make a new account anymore. And it's just a mess. So I was like, you know what, let's do a text chat. And sometimes I think people in the lifestyle are scared to give their personal numbers out right away. Like, I don't ever really give mine out either. Just because, let's say things didn't work out, sometimes people will bug you, or if they got your number, they can kind of like look you up and then find out like some more personal things about yourself that maybe you're not ready to share. But I basically was just like, you know what, let's just text. If we don't vibe, if you know, it's just not your guys' thing or it's not our thing, we'll just leave each other alone. I won't be, we, you know, it won't be creepy and whatever. And I was like, me and my husband are super used to just talking to people and being respectful and giving people their space if they need their space. So they agreed. They were like, okay, well, you know, he was like, all right, well, this is my number and this is my wife's number. Go ahead and text us and we can just kind of go from there. So originally, me and my husband, when I, you know, I mean, obviously he had also agreed for us to talk to them, but I think I was the one that was the most excited to actually talk to them, just because I'm more of like, now that I've been in the lifestyle, I am, I do have high standards with the people that I date. Like I said, I don't want to sound like I'm shallow, but a physical attraction is extremely important for me to be able to really be into it, just because it's, I mean, what we're doing is based on a physical connection. So I just feel like I have to be attracted to you physically for me to be able to like just want you, you know? And so, but I've been in the lifestyle enough to know that sometimes some of the less attractive people, or some of the people that wouldn't, not, I don't want to say less attractive, everybody has a type, but the people that weren't as attractive to me, that I probably on a regular day, I wouldn't really pay attention to them, you know, they have been the ones that have given me some of the best experiences. So along the way, I think that I have learned that sometimes you shouldn't just, like, you shouldn't just judge a person for what they look like, which that just, that's an aspect that I think everybody should grasp just every day in every regular day life. But I've learned to be a little bit more open-minded of who I seek out. So this couple, it's not that they were necessarily unattractive. They were not unattractive. They were actually attractive people. The only thing was that, without, I don't want this to come off as me being like racist or stereotyping people, but they honestly looked like real cookie cutter, perfect, Caucasian American family, you know. Their kids had to have been in like Boy and Girl Scouts. They were part of the PTO. Like, they just looked like those kind of people, like, you know, dressed real professional, I guess. Like, they had pictures where they were like in ties and, you know, they looked like they were out, you know, having dinner at nice places, and they just didn't look like they would be interested in me and my husband, because me and my husband, our pictures are like me dressed super sexy, or like posing super provocatively, or my husband is like real kind of hood, and you know, so smoking and things like that. But their bio for them said that they were like 420 friendly, that they were super laid back, that they were cool, you know, just looking for a good time, that they were also ethically non-monogamous. So we were just kind of like, you know, let's just give these guys a chance, just talk to them a little bit. And my husband really wasn't on board at first. He was just kind of like, yeah, we're not going to click with these people. Like, we are completely the opposite of these people. There's no way. But he was just, in the end, was like, you know what? You know what? Fuck it. Let's just do it. Let's just talk to these people. And let's say that if it doesn't work out, that we can just laugh about it tomorrow, you know? And so so we were just like, all right, let's do this. So, you know, okay, so I'm trying to think of where I want to start this. So we texted, you know, and when they first texted us, they sent us like a bunch of videos and pictures of themselves, like just off the bat. And me and my husband, we were like, what the fuck? Because they sent us like pictures and videos of themselves where we were just shook because they were like, they seemed so cool. Like, they weren't dressed how they were dressed in their profile pictures. They were like in like super sexy clothes, or they were like in just like real casual settings. They were like taking dabs and smoking their lives away and like as pics of H, the wife, and just they automatically seemed like real cool ass people. So me and my husband, we were like, what the fuck? But we were kind of like, oh wow, like it kind of gave us that like, oh shit, now we want to know more, because now we're like, okay, who are these people for real? You know? So we're texting, and you know, we exchanged some pictures, and I, you know, me and my husband, we were being real flirty. They were being super flirty. And that's one thing of when you're meeting people, sometimes people are real dry and they just can't carry a conversation. And that's just such a fucking turn off for us that like we just get bored quickly and we're just like, fuck this person, like on to the next, you know? But so we ended up basically just chit-chatting a little bit, trying to get to know each other. And it turned into where they wanted to make plans, and we were like, oh, for sure, like, you know, when were you guys thinking? Like, we would love to host. And so they were like, well, we're free tonight if you guys are free. And so me and my husband originally were not free, but I was like, oh my God, this is like too good to be true. Like, we're vibing off the bat. Like, there's no way, excuse me, that I was gonna let this pass. So I'm like immediately trying to make phone calls. I was trying to line up a babysitter. I was trying to make sure that I could get like everything squared away for the night to work. So everything went so smoothly. Like, when I tell you guys that like finding a babysitter for us is one of the fucking hardest things ever, like it really is. But like one of my sisters, she was like, I'll take the kids, girl, like it's fine, like I'll take them for the night, I've been wanting to take them, I was actually gonna call you, whatever, whatever. And I was like, oh my God, thank God. Like, so you know, I ended up telling my husband, and he was able to get off work a little bit earlier than he typically does, and we decided that we would make plans for that night. This was on a Friday night, okay? So this was l last Friday, actually. This was just this past Friday. So we go ahead and we set the plans, and they were like, yeah, you know, we've got a couple things that we're doing during the day. We've got like a couple events that we are hosting for like Christmas and blah blah blah. Like I said, they're real, like, you know, very, you would never think that they're down how they are. You know, like they you know, the guy was like a photographer, and he was gonna do like Santa pictures for kids in town, and like just, you know, whatever. But so anyway, so they were like, you know, we might be done a little later than we are supposed to be, because you know, we expect for our little event to be done like around 8-ish, but we might not end up showing up there until about 9-ish, 10, because they lived like about an hour away. And we were like, no, that works perfect, you know. And me and my husband, we were like, that gives us time to, you know, he wanted to go run and get a haircut, he needed to finish his shift, he needed to get himself like something to wear, and I was like, I need to go drop off the kids, I need to do my hair, take a shower, do my makeup, figure out what the hell I'm gonna wear. And so it just it worked out perfect. So fast forward to the night. Me and my husband were were real nervous. Because we were just so worried that we weren't going to click with them as people. We just felt like maybe we weren't going to have a lot in common. So, however, when we were text messaging, it seemed like we did have a lot in common. But, you know, sometimes in person, it's a little bit different. So my husband gets home and we're all showered, all dressed up. And my husband and me were like, let's just keep it casual. You know, he was wearing like some sweatpants and like a nice shirt. And he had like his fresh haircut, you know, a gold chain and some sneakers. And, you know, just his regular style, little snapback, whatever. And me, I was just kind of wearing like some black high-waisted leggings, like a cute little gray crop top. And then I was wearing a red thong underneath and a red bra. And I was just kind of like, these people seem pretty casual, so I'm about to dress up. And that's just not our style anyway, and whatever. So we text them and they're like, yeah, we're on our way, we'll let you know when we get there. And we were like, okay, you know. And so me and my husband immediately, we start like rolling a blunt and we start like having a drink and trying to just kind of like just relax, you know, because we were a little bit nervous. And this is the first time that we've ever been with a couple. We've never been with a couple before. Like, we've had, you know, threesomes with females and threesomes with men, but we've never had an actual couple. So we were just nervous. And they end up texting us and they end up saying that they're outside. So we were like, oh my God, they're here. And we go to the front, we open the door, and they come in and super like cool. They like come in with their rig and, you know, like, cause they dab and stuff. They weren't real big like blunt smokers, or, you know, they just like to dab. So they came with their little rig and all that. And, you know, they came in with like some blankets and stuff, because originally I had told them that if they wanted to spend the night, they could, you know, we have the space. And if they had drinks and whatnot and didn't want to drive, that we were fine with that. So they came in super cool. We were all like, hey, what's up? You know, this is my husband and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh yeah, this is my husband, whatever. And we take him to like our little vibe room that we have in the house where, if we're going to meet with somebody, that's usually the room we use, because it's just like a little setup we have. We've got like a big old projector on the screen or on the wall. And we watch like music videos in there. We've got like a little bar in there. We've got like a little living room set up and a fridge with, you know, stocked with liquor and, you know, snacks and stuff like that. And that's usually where we smoke and stuff, because I don't like to really smoke in our house because of our kids. So that area of our home is like real, like, oh, far away from where our, like the rest of our house is. So, we've got like a bed in there, and it's just kind of like a cool, you know, just a cool spot to hang out, you know, and it's like lit up with LEDs and it's just a fucking vibe. So we take them in there. And we all just kind of like get comfortable, sit down, and we just kind of start chatting. And off the bat, when they first walked in, I was not the most attracted to the husband. Okay, I have never been with a white male. Like, I've never been with, you know, I've only ever been with like Hispanic men, some light skin, you know, men. I've never even been with like a actual like black man either, you know. Like, I don't have that much experience, and like I said, it doesn't come off as, I don't want it to come off as like I'm being racist or anything like that, but just culturally, being Hispanic growing up, I that was like I had to date Hispanic people. Like, that was just, I feel like what I was supposed to do. Like, that's what I was taught to do, I guess. I don't know. You know, just stupid shit that sometimes culturally as Latino people, we deem that it has to be that way and whatever. Point is, I wasn't that attracted to him. And I was kind of like, what did I get myself into? You know, but like I said, me and my husband were real tight. And I knew that if in any moment I was not down or I wasn't feeling it, that we would just cut it out and just be like, you know what? It's not working for us. You guys got to go. So, whatever, right? But I was just like, I'm gonna keep an open mind. We'll just see how this goes. So we get there, and the girl, the wife, H, she was actually very pretty. She was taller than me. She was probably about like 5'8" or something like that. So she was about my husband's height, and she just had like kind of shoulder length, like a mix of like brown and blonde hair, and she was thinner than me. She was kind of maybe like a good C-sized breast, and just kind of thinner on, you know, with the rest of her body. She wasn't really like super curvy or anything like that, but she had a very beautiful smile and pretty eyes, and she just seemed to carry herself well. And the husband, had gorgeous eyes, by the way. He actually did have some really beautiful eyes, and tall, you know, probably like about 5'9" or something like that, 6 foot or something, I don't know. And short, like buzz cut, I feel, kind of was like the way his hair was, and it was like brown, and then thinner as well, but not super skinny, kind of had like a little bit of a dad bod, but a slender tall way, I don't know. But smelled good, you know, carried himself well as well, so that was a huge plus for us, just because I feel like cleanliness is like a big thing for us. So so whatever, so now that you guys kind of have a picture of what they looked like, we were chilling, and you know, we rolled a blunt and we were smoking, and H, the girl, she had talked about wanting to take shots, so I had got her like a little Casa Amigos tequila bottle, because she said she loved tequila. So we were like, okay, we're gonna take some shots, you know. And so we take a shot, and we just start talking about like our experiences and things that they have been through and whatever. And we ended up realizing that they were super chill. They were kind of like literally like another version of me and my husband. Like, they smoke all the fucking time, you know, they have like multiple kids that drive them fucking crazy, they have their own little businesses that they kind of run, workaholics, super responsible, stable, have their lives together, not very open with their families, freaks, want to fuck all the time, and you know, things like that. So we just ended up having a lot in common, and I was really feeling both of them, and I could just tell that my husband also really liked both of them. So we get to a point where they asked us like, okay, so how are you guys feeling about us? Like, what do you guys think? Like, do you think that we're gonna have any problem playing tonight, or like, what do you guys think? So me and my husband both ended up agreeing that no, we were actually really into them, we were really comfortable, and we definitely wanted to try you know, being intimate with them. And so from there, things just took a turn. It was like an on-off switch. Like, M, the husband, he eventually was sitting next to me on the couch, and H was sitting next to my husband. My husband was like on a recliner, and she was kind of like on the floor by his like legs. And M starts like rubbing my back and like kind of like gripping my thigh. And I could see my husband looking at me, and I could tell he was kind of like trying to read me. He was kind of like, I felt like he was asking me, are you good? Do you like it? Like, is it good? You know, because I think he already knew that I just physically, he just wasn't really doing it for me. But I was just like, no, like I just kind of gave him like the look, you know, like, no, it's good. I'm cool with it. So once that happened and he knew that I was comfortable, him and H, they started like kissing, and they started just kind of like grabbing each other and whatnot. And I immediately was like super turned on, you know, because I actually have never really, I've watched my husband be with other women, but they've been like some of my good friends or something like that. So it was just, it's different. You know, this is like a whole female that I didn't know, and it was just exciting. She was definitely, like I said, I definitely thought she was attractive. So it was just refreshing to watch him. And I could tell he was a little nervous, and so I don't know, it was just kind of fun to watch. But so, okay, so we're across the room from each other. Like I said, he's in a, my husband's in a recliner with H, and then I'm on like a couch with M. And he's like grabbing my body and caressing like my sides and kissing me. And oh my God, this man can definitely kiss. It's funny because he just didn't strike me like he would know what he was doing. They kind of struck me as being very vanilla in the bedroom. But let's just keep talking about it. So yeah, so it gets to the point where I'm just such a different person in bed. Like, I just want to get down and start sucking your dick, and you know, I just want to get to it. So I ended up getting on my knees, and I ended up taking his cock out, and I started like sucking it and just being real nasty. And you know, every guy that I've ever been with has always told me that my head was the best head they've ever had in their life. And I don't know what is the difference that, you know, I think I just love doing it. I love pleasing. So it just, I have a good time doing it. And I think you can genuinely see that I have a good time doing it. So the guys just like love that shit. So I was just like sucking his dick and whatnot. And we were kind of like talking back and forth to each other. And he was like, they knew that I had expressed that I wanted to watch my husband have sex with his wife. So, we ended up having them come sit next to us on the couch so that I could watch her give him head, because it almost seemed like what I was doing, she was kind of following. So, she was sucking his dick, and I was like kind of watching her, and my husband was watching me, which my husband loves watching me. So that was amazing for him. And then it seemed like M loved watching his wife as well. And she said she liked watching him too. So we just kind of were all like into kind of like the voyeurism stuff. So it worked out really, really nicely in the beginning. we were doing that. And then eventually we were all super turned on and super horny. So our clothes, you know, for me and the wife, our clothes started coming off. And like I said, we have a bed down there. So we ended up moving to the bed, and like me and I actually, like, I'm just going to tell you guys kind of like from what I remember it, because there were points in time where I was so focused on what I was doing that I didn't 100% pay attention to what my husband and her were doing. So I'm gonna just kind of tell it to you from my side of like from my point of view, I guess. So there were times when once we were on the bed, like me and H, we would like make out and, you know, touch each other's titties, and she would you know, kiss my neck and suck on my nipples, and I would suck on hers, and the boys, they were just like in love, you know. And I love being with females. I haven't been with a female in a really long time, so I was actually scared that I was a little rusty, but no, it all just kind of came naturally. And then we both kind of just like switched. So she was with my husband and I was with hers. And her husband was super eager to be with me. He has never, you know, he had told me that he had never been with a Latina like me before. He had never been with somebody that was so sexy and that like looked like me, essentially. So, you know, I was definitely out of his league. I wish that I could just show you guys what they looked like, because you guys would be like, what? You know, and they weren't ugly. They weren't. It's just, they weren't our typical type, and they didn't look like they would want to ever mess with me and my husband. So, you know, whatever. But, well, maybe the husband would want to be with me, but, you know what I mean. So, so, like I said, we kind of switched, and I was, like, just going down on M, and I was eventually on my knees, and he was, like, fucking me from the back, and he was so eager. Like, he was, like, eating my ass, he was, like, fingering my pussy, licking his fingers, he would, like, turn me over and, like, eat me out real good, and he was amazing at it. Like, this guy was amazing in bed. Like, I was so shook. Like, I was already so into him just because he was so good in bed, you know? And I remember him asking me, like, so how's your first white cock? Like, what do you think about your first white cock? And I was like, oh, I fucking love it, you know? Because I was so horny. I was so turned on. Like, I was so excited. He was just, it was like he knew what to do. He knew how to touch me. He knew how to like fuck me. He just, you know, it was just, it was, ugh, it was good. And so he was super eager, and he ended up coming real quickly. And I remember him asking my husband if he could fill me up, and my husband was like, fuck yeah. And so that was super fucking hot. And it turned into where we had finished, and it was super quick. And of course I wanted more, you know, I'm such a fucking freak. Like, I still wanted to fuck more, but he needed a little break. So he was like, why don't you watch, H and your husband? So I was like, okay, fuck yeah. And, they were still having sex, and my husband's stamina is like, holy shit. So, I knew he wasn't going to be done that quick. I think that M was just real excited to be with me. So it was just real fast. I didn't blame him. And then, so my husband and H, they were having sex. And H ends up asking me to sit on her face. She was like, please sit on my face. I want you to sit on my face. I want you to ride my face. Like, just, you know, while your husband fucks me. And so I was like, fuck yeah. So I go and I sit on her face, and you know, she starts eating me out, and I'm like just in pure ecstasy. Like, I'm riding her face, and I'm like coming like back to back. Like, she really knew what she was doing. I was like playing with her boobs. Like, I was just kind of like leaning my hands back and like grabbing a hold of her breasts, and I would try to like rub her clit while my husband's fucking her. And I know my husband's like just so turned on right now, like I could just tell. And it ended up where like M, he was like, okay, I'm good now, let's go. And so he kind of like gets in front of me, and he like climbs like this like arm of the sofa, and so this is the visual, okay? So like H, the wife, she's on the bed on her back, my husband is having sex with her. Like, he kind of has, like, her legs kind of propped open, and he's, like, fucking her, kind of, like, almost missionary, but he's, like, upright. And then I was sitting on her face. And then M, the husband, he was in front of me with his dick in my mouth. So I was, like, giving him head, and it was so fucking fun. I was, like, I was just having the time of my life. And then my husband, he needed to go to the restroom, so he was, like, he excused himself, and when he excused himself, they both started just kind of, like, grabbing on me and kissing me and licking my nipples, and there was a point where, like, I didn't notice it at the time, but I think, like, he had to give her a lot of reassurance. He, like, kind of left me for a sec, and my husband went to go pee, and so I was just kind of like, he was like, I'm gonna go with H for a sec, and I was like, oh, you know, that's fine, go ahead. So he goes up to her, and he, like, starts, like, kissing her and talking to her in her ear, and he was, like, telling her, like, that she was so beautiful, and, you know, blah, 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 and I was just like, okay, that's awesome, these guys are real cool, like, whatever. And then he stared straight at me, and he had his wife give him a blowjob, and he was, like, staring straight at me. And so I was immediately turned on. So I kind of just, like, opened my legs, and I was playing with my clit. And he was, like, trying to make her really deep throat him, because me, I'm, like, the throat goat. And I loved a deep throat, and I'm real good at it. So he was, like, kind of trying to make her do what I was doing, and she kind of, like, really wasn't having it. I could tell she wasn't having it. Like, I could tell that he was kind of, like, I could tell that she was, like, you're pushing on my head too much, and it's pissing me off. Like, but she didn't want to make it too obvious. So, you know, then my husband comes down, and everybody kind of just, like, starts to get dressed. And I was like, oh, shit, like, we're done, you know? But me and M finished. So, like, I was just kind of like, well, shit, I'm good. I finished. But, you know, I still want to fuck again. Like, that cannot just be it, you know? And my husband was a little confused, too. So he started getting dressed. And it just got real awkward for a sec. And we were just kind of like, okay, I guess we're done, you know? So I think she had kind of gotten upset that my husband excused himself to go to the restroom and that he still hadn't finished. I think, like, the fact that her husband finished so quickly, I think she just kind of was, like, offended. Like, why is he not coming yet, you know? But my husband's stamina is just, like, something else. So, you know, I would think you would want somebody that's gonna keep fucking you, you know? And by no means did anybody say get ready or get dressed or we're done. She kind of just called the shots in that moment. So obviously me and my husband were just trying to be respectful, so we were just like, okay, I guess maybe we'll fuck later, or I don't know. So then she kind of we started having a conversation. And after, you know, we had had sex that first time, the husband was like, so what did you guys think, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, shit, I had a great time. Like, you know, that shit was good, you know, even if it was real quick, it was real good for me. And he obviously was like, he just had no filter. He was like, well, I think maybe we should just switch one day, and maybe you should come, I should come to your house, Jenny, and then your husband can go to my house and be with my wife, and blah, blah, blah. And you could tell that his girl, in the moment, I didn't look at it that way, but now that we looked back, and with some of the crazy shit that's gonna happen that I'm gonna talk to you guys about, now I look back at it, and I could tell that she was kind of annoyed. And so then she just kind of, like, switched the conversation, and she was just kind of like, yeah, to be honest, you know, me and my husband, we don't really ever have sex anymore. We kind of need the spice of being with other people for us to be excited about sleeping with each other again. You know, she was like, whenever I have dates or if he has dates, like, you know, we have to have dates on the same day or else it's not fair and we don't let each other have dates. And she was like, and then after he comes home from a date or if I come home from a date, we just don't talk to each other. We're like kind of like mad at each other and we just kind of like let things like mellow down for like a day. And then we'll realize that we're like trying to win each other back and whatever. And so that to me was like an automatic red flag, because I feel like if you're in the lifestyle, then there's a way to be in the lifestyle. And I felt like the reasons that they were in the lifestyle were the wrong reasons, because it seemed like they were just bored of each other and not really physically attracted to each other. Or that's just my opinion, I guess, but it seemed like they just really weren't into each other anymore, so they had to be non-monogamous in order for them to kind of get like a spark back in each other. It was kind of like a sense of competition, as in like, oh well, my husband went and fucked this girl now, so now I gotta be better and I gotta try to fix it and I gotta fuck him, you know, real good. And that's kind of like how, excuse me, how they depicted their relationship. And for me and my husband, it's definitely not that. For us, it's strictly just like a good time. Like, we just have such a stable relationship and a good foundation of trust to where like it's just fun for us. Like, fucking other people isn't because we're bored of each other or because we don't love each other anymore or because we just can't get off by each other. Because she was like very specific and said that her husband just did not get her off anymore. Like, he just wasn't doing it for her anymore. So and they didn't say that in the beginning. So when they said that, that was like a total red flag, because I was just kind of like, that's just not like why we're in it. So it just, I don't know. I kind of was having second thoughts about it. And, you know, me and my husband, when we, you know, bring other people into the bedroom, it's more of like to add on, not to take away. So like for us, it was just kind of like, you guys are gonna like kill your guys' relationship, because if you guys already aren't happy with each other or aren't satisfied with each other, then the options of being open and you know, having this like world of people that you can date, it's like you guys are bound to break, if that makes sense. And but you know, that's their personal decisions and the way that they like to carry their relationship, so we, you know, who are we to say anything to them. But she kind of seemed a little bit annoyed and kind of like quick to kind of like exit out of the situation. So she started saying like, okay, well, I'm gonna go home, you know, it's late and I just don't like sleeping at other people's houses. And she originally was the one that asked to spend the night. So it was just kind of like, okay, all right. She was like, but M is going to stay here, because I guess like he had something he had to go do the next day. He was like a ref for like fights and stuff like that. So I, or games, or I don't know what the hell he was reffing for, but he had, wherever he was going was closer to where we were located. So he was just kind of like, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to spend the night here. That way when I leave in the morning, it's closer for me and I don't have to make like double the drive. And we were like, okay, that's fine. But it just seemed like she was upset. So she was like trying to leave. And my husband was like, well, why don't you stay? Like, you know, how are you going to, like, you don't want to hang out a little bit more? And she was just kind of like, I just don't like sleeping in other beds and I just want my own bed and there's nobody at my house right now, because I guess like they had gotten their kids, I guess their kids were like with a babysitter too or something. And so she was like, I just want to be in my house and the peace and quiet and not listen to anybody and blah, 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 and wake up and not have to deal with nobody. So we were just kind of like, okay, like, you know, we didn't want to be pushy, but so she ends up like grabbing all her things and she kind of just was like, all right, well, I'm going to head out, blah, blah, blah. And I was real confused, you know, because before we even had sex, they were like talking about how we had the whole night with them and oh my God, we weren't gonna sleep and we were gonna do all this stuff. And when we were having sex, it just seemed like everybody was really enjoying themselves. So me and my husband were just kind of like, what, you know? And me and my husband thought like it was that she would, like I said, that she was mad because my husband hadn't finished and because he had taken that break to go pee. But we had been drinking, so you know, my husband has to go to the bathroom a lot when he drinks, so it was like, what did you want? He was like, what does she want me to piss on her? You know, it's like, you know what, just because, you know, they didn't have to use the restroom, he was like, I can't have sex and have to fucking pee. So whatever, she ends up leaving and her husband goes out to talk to her. I think he was kind of bummed because I think he still wanted to keep the night going, just like we did. And so when he comes back, he just seemed real awkward. And we were just kind of like, all right, I guess. Well, you know, we let him stay in that room because, like I said, there was a bed in there and he was going to keep smoking. He was going to keep dabbing and stuff. So, like, I guess essentially that was like perfect for him if he didn't want to go to sleep right away. So me and my husband were like, okay, well, we're gonna go upstairs to go to bed, I guess. You know, it was real fun and, you know, sucks to see that H left, but I guess like whenever you leave in the morning, just lock the door, blah, blah, blah. So he was like, okay. And I could just tell by looking at him that he wanted more. Like, I could just tell. So me and my husband come upstairs and we were just kind of like, what the fuck, you know, like what the fuck just happened? And so my husband, he knew that I wanted to have more sex. He knew that I wasn't done. He knew that I was kind of bummed. And so here he comes to save the day and he's like, I'll be right back. So he runs downstairs and tells him that, what if he calls H back? I almost said her name. What if he calls H back and we have like a round two? So he was like, no, for really? Really? You know, and he calls her and she agrees to come back. And she was like, I'm only like right around the corner kind of. So give me like 5 minutes and I'll be there. And so I was upstairs just kind of like trying to like get dressed to go to bed and whatever. And I go to wash my hands in the sink and before you know it, I hear somebody coming up the stairs and I thought it was my husband. So I was like, R, like, you know, is that you? Because that's my husband's name, starts with an R. So I was like, R, is that you? You know, and he wasn't responding. So I was like, what the fuck? And so I was like, whatever, I'm washing my hands. And so then I like am being like, then I feel some hands on my hips and I start like my neck is being kissed and it's M, it's the husband. And so I'm super turned on. I can feel his hard on through his like pants on my butt and I'm just, he's like pressing into me and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so turned on. So I was like, well, where's my husband and where's what's going on, you know? And he's like, well, he wanted a round two, so we called H back and she's on her way back. And I was just like, oh, well, is she here already? And he was like, no, but your husband said that I could come up here if I wanted to, and that he would just wait for my wife, and then he'd bring her up here. And so I was just like, oh. I was just like, okay, like, you know. And my husband, he always hooks it up for me. I gotta love that guy. He always makes sure that I'm satisfied. So that was awesome. But so we go onto the bed and he tells me that he wants to eat my pussy, that I taste so good, that, you know, he just like wants me to come all over his mouth and whatnot. So he brings me to the bed and he starts eating me out and I'm like moaning and just, you know, it's like I'm really enjoying it and I'm like playing with my titties while he's sucking on my clit and fingering me and he's like kissing my inner thighs and he's just, oh my God, he's so good in bed. And so then I go and I was like, I really want to suck your dick, you know? And he was like, oh, say less. So he like lays down on the bed and I start sucking his dick. And I'm, like I said, I'm pretty loud when I suck dick, not in like that I'm moaning. It's more like when I'm like gagging, when I'm deep throating, like you can hear the, like, you know, like the just like the way the sound your throat makes, I guess, when you're like deep throating somebody. And I'm real sloppy and I'll like slurp and, you know, whatever. And so when my husband and me were talking about it, he said that he could hear us all the way downstairs. And, you know, whatever. And I guess like while we were upstairs, they were downstairs having sex because she got there and he kind of like had sex with her in the vibe room and they were playing around, he said. And then she was just kind of like, well, we should go upstairs with them. And my husband told me that when they were down there, she was like, oh, it was so worth coming back and fuck me, papi. And he was like, I thought it was so weird that she kept calling me papi, like, but the husband kept trying to call me mommy too. And I thought that was weird. Like, unless you're like, I just feel like certain people can't call you that. And so it's kind of a turn off, I guess. I don't know. So then he was like, yeah, he told me that she was like telling him that she really wanted him to call her a slut. And was she being a good slut in bed? And so my husband loves shit like that. So he was going with it. And they end up coming upstairs. And by the time they come upstairs, like, I'm still giving her husband head. So they walk in and she was like, oh, well, I feel like she made it seem like, okay, we started without them. But when we started without them, I literally was like, okay, is this okay? Like, I even told the husband, I was like, do you think we should wait for them? And he was like, no, your husband said that to just go ahead and that then they would join us when they could. And I was like, okay, that definitely sounds like my husband. So I was like, for sure, you know? And we hadn't had sex yet. I was just going down on him. So she comes in and she was like, that's what I like to watch, like, whatever. And so she comes up on the side of the bed and she just kind of like kneels there and she's holding me like by my shoulders because I ended up getting on my knees and her husband was behind me and was like fucking me doggy style. And then my husband was sitting on a chair in the room just watching, just like butt naked. Oh my God, he looked so sexy. Like, my husband has, like, the best fucking muscular toned body with, like, big arms and muscles. And, you know, he's, like, all tatted up, full sleeves. And just, oh, he was looking so fucking sexy. Like, dick hard as fuck. And I just love when he watches me. So, he got to watch me, like, making out with H. She was in front of me kind of, like, rubbing my hair and kissing me. And while I was, like, getting the shit fucked out of myself by her husband, and he's like slapping my ass and grabbing me by my hips and just like thrusting into me super hard. And my husband, I could just tell, was super turned on, and she really wanted to watch. So my husband just kind of like kept his distance for a sec. And so I thought things were going great, you know. She kept telling me how beautiful I was, how gorgeous I was, how like sexy I was and things like that. And I really was like so into it. And like I said, I'm kind of picky too when it comes to females. So it just, I don't know. It was going well. So then eventually she kind of like lays on the bed and my husband comes and he's eating her out. And, you know, at this point we had been having sex for a while now. And her husband, when he was fucking me, he was coming like multiple times, but he kept like having sex with me right after. There was a point where he had like cum in me and then he ate me out with his cum in me. And that was just, that took, like, that set me over the edge. Like, I'd never had somebody eat me out with their cum in me because he wanted to make sure that I also finished, which is something I really appreciated about him. He always wanted to make sure that I finished before he did. And if I didn't finish, he would make sure I finished no matter what it took. So he was real awesome in bed when it came to that. And like I said, I am a heavier girl. I am plus size. I'm not like huge, but I, you know, I'm plus size. So I have like really thick thighs and like a really like kind of like big butt, and so he could just like, he was a little bit thinner than my, he was actually kind of, well, I want to say a lot thinner than my husband. My husband's very muscular and just thick, and he was more like slender, but he did have like a little bit of a belly and stuff, so you know, whatever, but he could like just hold my legs all the way back. Like, he could put me in any position he wanted to and just fuck the fuck out of me, and he could handle it, and I was just shook. So he came multiple times, and I could kind of tell that his wife was just kind of like, oh, you're like really enjoying it. I don't know, whatever. So there comes a time where he was like, her husband was like, I need a break. Like, I've already came like 4 times. Like, I need like a sec to kind of get myself together. I really want to keep fucking you, but just right now, like, my, you know, my dick isn't cooperating. And I was just like, no, you're good. Like, you know, I was super satisfied by then. I really just wanted to watch my husband finish with H. So he kind of had her on her back on the edge of the bed, and he was just standing on the edge of the bed, and he was like, fucking her that way, and he was eating her out. He would kind of like rotate from eating her out and fucking her, and I ended up kind of like sitting with like my legs open behind her head, and her head was kind of resting like by my, like between my legs, and I was like, you know, rubbing her titties, and I was like kissing her, and I was like kind of choking her. She had like a choking thing, she really liked that, so I was like kind of just rubbing my hands all over her body while my husband ate her out. And I thought that shit was so fucking sexy. Like, I was just wet as fuck. Like, I was like, I know she's enjoying it, because my husband can give some good fucking head. So he's like eating her out, and she's just like squirming and moving, and she's trying to like run from him, and he like grabs her by her legs and like pulls her back, like, don't run away from the dick. And he was just like, you know, just fucking her real deep and really hard. And there was a point where I was like, I know my husband loves boobs, he like loves titties, so I was like, baby, put your, come lick her nipples, you know. And he was like, okay, shit. So he comes and starts licking her nipples, and then I grab them, and I was like, put your face in between them, and I kind of jiggle them, you know, on his face, and I knew that turned him on so bad. And my husband has not come yet, okay? He has not finished yet. Like I said, his stamina is incredible, but he was still trying to finish. So he was fucking her, and she was just like loving it, and her husband, he loved watching. He was like, fuck her good, like telling my husband that. And he was like, babe, you like that? You like that? You like when he fucks you hard like that? And that shit just was so fucking sexy. And so there was a point where like her husband was just kind of like caressing my body while I was watching them, and telling me in my ear, like, don't they look so fucking good fucking each other? And I was just like agreeing, and, you know, playing with my pussy for a sec. And you know, it just was such a good fucking time. And so eventually my husband finishes, and once we were all finished, we all got dressed and cleaned up and whatnot, and we like were drinking some water, and so we were done, you know. So she again wanted to leave, and so by then we were just kind of like, okay, well, we're done, so that's fine if you want to go ahead and head out. And M was still gonna stay downstairs, so we walked down with them and we say bye, and they tell us that they had a great time, and she was like, came to hug me and told me how beautiful I was and how sexy I was, and how she really loved my husband's dick. And you know, and obviously for me, I don't get offended or jealous. Like, for me, it's like, good, like, you know, I want my man to, you know, show out and, you know, do a good job. And so yeah, so I was glad that she had said that she had had a real good time. So she ends up saying bye and she leaves and whatever, and she we go to bed, okay? We go to bed. Fast forward to the next day. We go to bed and she texts me right away in the morning, and so does her husband. He was gone by the time that they had texted me. He left pretty early, so we woke up and the house was just me and my husband. And they text me, and she was telling me like how great of a time she had, how she loved being with me and my husband and her husband, and that, you know, hopefully we can keep seeing each other. And then she had asked me, what did I think about her and my husband texting separately, and if I texted her husband separately. And she was like, I asked your husband, and he said that he didn't think that you would have a problem with it, but I just wanted to talk to you about it. And so I was like, no, I had already mentioned to her previously that they could, you know, message separately, and if they did want to, like, meet separately, if we couldn't always all get together as a unit, that I wouldn't mind, as long as, obviously, as long as she was honest and respectful and stuff, because I know my husband's going to be honest and not be on no BS, but, like, you know, just don't be on some sneaky, you know, petty crap. And so, you know, she agreed and whatever. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. I was like, I don't care, you know, just be respectful of our relationship, because you know, I just don't want any drama. And so she was like, no, that's fine. And she was like, you know, and feel free to have M whenever you want, you know, I can't be the only one to enjoy all that he has to offer in bed and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so I was like, okay, she had a great time. Like, she obviously feels comfortable with me around her husband, and obviously she liked it, and she liked my husband, and you know, like, I was real happy, because I was like, you know, we are all just, like, real, we all just connected on a real great, like, level, that I was like, oh my God, we finally found a couple that we can just be, like, good friends with and hang out. And even if it isn't always about sex, it can be, like, a good night and end with good fucking sex. So I was just, me and my husband were real shook that her husband even fucked me the way he did, because we did not have high hopes for him. So I was just like, I still am not, obviously I still wasn't that attracted to him, but he really, you know, he told me that he makes up for it in the sack, and he for sure fucking did. And so So we're talking, and everything's real cool, and her husband was telling me how much he, like, loved fucking me, how sexy I was, how eager he was to see me again. And she was texting my husband, and they were kind of, like, talking cool, whatever. And then out of nowhere, her husband was like, hey, what are you doing tonight? What does your availability look like for the week? And so I was like, well, you know, I'm mostly free in the evenings or whatever. Like, really, you just got to let me know what your schedule looks like. I can try to, like, accommodate a time for us to kick it, depending on the day and whatnot. So he was like, well, what about tomorrow night? And I was just like, well, yeah, just let me know. Like, we can maybe hang out. Like, I have a couple things I got to go do. But, yeah, we could probably do something tomorrow night. And then I kind of felt bad. My husband didn't have plans that night either, so I was like, well, what do you want to bring maybe, like, your wife? We can just kind of all get together. And I was like, me and my husband were supposed to watch, like, a fight, so you know, I figured we could just all kick it together and just have another good night together. But, you know, you don't have to. Like, I just didn't want to leave her out, and I didn't want her to think, like, oh, you know, she's already invited my husband and didn't invite me, because I had such a great time with everybody that I just kind of wanted everybody there. And I didn't want her to feel uncomfortable, because to me, that made sense. And so me and her were talking, and she was like, there was a point where I said that I really had enjoyed being with her husband, because she was talking about my husband. So she asked me about hers, and there was a point where I was like, I really enjoyed him. Like, I'm actually very shook that, like, we were so compatible in bed. And I told her, if it wasn't already obvious how good of a time I had, you know, and, like, kind of just saying, like, obviously you could tell that I enjoyed it. You know, I'm sure you saw. And she was kind of sarcastic, and she was like, oh yeah, it wasn't obvious, ha ha ha, maybe you need to put in more effort next time. And when she was sarcastic like that, she kind of made it sound like I was doing the most, like I was just being extra, you know. And a lot of women, I feel like, would think that I was being extra in bed just because I'm not the typical vanilla, really nice, like just like traditional, like fucking bed, I guess. Like, I'm like a real freak. Like, I'm gonna deep throat you until I can't no more. Like, I'm gonna slobber all over your cock. Like, I'm gonna ride you. I'm gonna do all different kinds of positions. I'm gonna just like that's just, I feel like if we're gonna have sex, then we're gonna have sex, like real sex, hot sex, you know. And I've just always been like that in bed. That's just, like I said, like when I'm having sex, I feel like that's like my alter ego. And so I kind of didn't know how to take her comment. And I was just like, well, what do you mean? Like, I kind of knew she was being sarcastic. But at the same time, I was like, wait, did you think that it came off as if I was? Because she was like, no, it wasn't obvious, you know. And I was like, did it look like I wasn't having a good time, you know, whatever. And she was like, no, totally kidding. I'm just being sarcastic. I could definitely tell that, like, you were having a good time, like, obviously. And so after that, she just kind of, like, didn't text me back anymore. And I was just like, all I said was like, oh, great. You know, I was hoping that I didn't fuck that up, you know, haha. And I was like, I really did have a great time with both of you guys. And I was just, that's just kind of how I am in bed. I wasn't, you know, whatever. And so then she just never replied back. And then so that day I had to like go out of town for a bit. So we were supposed to get together that next night or whatever. And I had to go out of town that day. So then like my husband was trying to text her and she never replied. And then I was trying to text them and they never replied. And then so I was just kind of like, what the hell? And then so my husband was like, well, did we do something wrong or what? And once we started putting two and two together, because then my husband actually ended up messaging M, her husband, and he was like, hey, we're just, because this, after this, it was like about a day that we hadn't heard from them. Almost a full day that we hadn't heard from them anymore. And so my husband was like, hey, like, did we do something wrong? Like, you know, we've been trying to get a hold of you guys. And it just, like, if you guys aren't into it, that's fine. But I feel like we're kind of entitled to know, like, if you guys aren't trying to hang out with us anymore or whatever. And he just kind of replied, like, no, you guys were great. It's just that, H, his wife, he was like, she really just has too much experience with couples and we've had tons of threesomes and she just kind of, enjoys the spice of dating separately more than together. And so, that's just kind of where our head is at right now. And my husband was like, okay, so you didn't really answer any of my questions. So, like, are you guys still wanting to see us? Or does she just want to date separately, as in, like, just me or just Jenny? Or like, are we still all going to try to get together sometimes? Or what's the vibe, you know? Because he was like, I just feel like you guys are just, like, ghosting us and, whatever. And so he never replied anymore. So then I was just confused because she was, like, talking to me more than she was even talking to my husband. So I felt like we were really into each other. And, you know, she kept telling me that she wanted me next time to sit on her face. And if she died, she died. And, you know, like, she kept telling me how good I tasted and how amazing I was in bed and how sexy I was and blah, blah, blah. And so I was just, like, super confused because then I went to my Snapchat and I noticed that they both had deleted me. And so And before they deleted me, she posted a Snapchat saying, like, a picture of her, and she had her makeup, like, real dolled up, and she doesn't really wear makeup, so I don't know if she just did that because I wear a lot of makeup, or I don't know, but she took a picture of herself, and she said, when he kisses you, I guarantee you he's thinking of me, blah, blah, blah. And then she posted, like, a meme about how, like, a guy's tatted arm looks great as a necklace. And obviously, like, she has never been with anybody like my husband that's got, like, super bunch of tattoos and blah, blah, blah. And so once we kind of put two and two together, I really believe that she was intimidated by me. Because her husband was extremely attracted to me. I was like the complete opposite of her. She was just a very simple, you know, normal girl that just dressed in like jeans and t-shirts and sneakers and didn't really do her makeup. You know, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all, of course. But I was like, I look like a fucking porn star and, you know, you know, just in bed, I could tell that she was very simple and just kind of like, she definitely was a lot more vanilla in bed. And I was just like a hoe. And my husband said that he did feel like maybe she felt some type of way, like maybe she was intimidated by me. Or, and then her husband kept expressing to her the whole night how good I sucked his dick, how good I was at that, how good I was in bed, how sexy I was, how he kept saying that he wanted to have me to himself and with nobody else around. And I think that maybe she felt some type of way about that. Because if we look back at it, like, there literally was nothing wrong, like, nothing bad happened. Like, we can't even think of a scenario that would have made her feel that way. But yeah, they've, you know, blocked us on everything and they won't speak to us. And, you know, I don't know. It felt like M, the husband, he was like trying to keep hope alive because he wouldn't unmatch me on Tinder and he wouldn't delete my husband off Facebook. So and he was kind of trying to be like, no, you guys were great. It's nothing, got nothing to do with you guys. We're not going to be going anywhere, blah, blah, blah. Like, I could tell he like did not want to lose this. But she was being petty on Snapchat. And then I kind of thought like, yeah, that was definitely towards me. I think she was hoping that she could make me jealous with my husband, which to me was like just like weird bitch energy. And I don't, you know, just I immediately already kind of don't like her, because it's not a competition and I wasn't trying to take her man. And I really do think that she thought I was doing the most in bed, and I wasn't. That's just how I am in bed, you know. And I think that her husband was just a little bit too eager and too excited to be with me, that she maybe took offense to it in a sense. And but because she was also like trying to insinuate to me when she was texting me that hopefully like we could have each other's back and that she never wanted us to cross lines with each other's partners and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, you don't got to worry about that. Like, I'm only going to be with your husband, you know, and it's only going to be strictly sexual. Like, I'm not here to take your man from you. And not to mention that, girl, please look at your man, because humble yourself like a little bit. I'm not gonna, you know, leave my husband for your husband. Like, you're not happening. You know, but I think everybody knew that I really wasn't that attracted to him, but I think he was just so heavily attracted to me that it was almost like obsessive in a way. And I really believe that she felt some type of way about that, and that's why they ghosted us. So it kind of sucks. Me and my husband are a little bummed because we really did like them genuinely. And you could tell that she was a little insecure, and I'm just like, I'll walk around naked in front of everybody and not care because I'm just confident like that. And you could tell she was very insecure. So I think it was just an uncomfortable situation for her. And there was a point where, like, everybody was kind of all over me, and I don't know. I think she probably felt embarrassed because I think she was like, well, her husband came so many times, and my husband only came once. And I really think that she let everything kind of, I think it was like an ego, I think everything was an ego buster for her. Like, I think she just, her ego was struck, and yeah, and I really think that that's what happened, sadly. And me and my husband were just like, oh, it sucks. Like, she was a little something. Like, she was kind of, I think that we vibed more with the husband than we did with her. The husband was just so laid back and cool and, like, wasn't really a huge shit talker. And she was kind of a big shit talker and kind of judgmental. And just, I think we could tell that maybe there was going to be a little bit of drama. But, yeah, they ghosted us, you guys. What the fuck? And me and my husband are just like, man, if she don't want to be fucking around, that's fine. But just let us have your husband. Because he was so awesome. And my husband was like, I know that if I ever asked him to have a threesome with you, like, and my husband and him are both straight, by the way. But they're, you know, he was so into me that my husband was like, I know we'd give you like a fucking blast, you know, if we both would have been with you and whatever. She was just real plain in bed. She was just kind of boring. She didn't really do much. She wasn't very open to trying things, and she really didn't know what she was doing when it came to giving head. And, you know, my husband expressed that it was good, but it wasn't the best. And, you know, but obviously the first time can be that way sometimes. It can't always be the best. Sometimes you got to get to know each other more, and, you know, it gets better with time. But yeah, no, they ghosted us. They deleted us off everything and blocked us. No explanation. And I was just kind of like, what the fuck? I feel like you guys could have just said, yeah, we're just not into you no more. Like, why block us off everything? Like, that was just, that's immature, you know. Come on now. But yeah, I feel bad for M. I feel bad for him because I know he wants it. I know he really loved hanging out with us. And it just sucks because that's what I'm saying. They're not in the lifestyle for the correct reasons. And you know, I think she was a little jealous. I really do believe she was a little jealous. And I kind of feel bad because I wasn't trying to make her jealous. But we can't all be the same, you know. And I feel like if I'm going to have sex with somebody, then I'm going to have sex with somebody. You know, I'm going to be me, how I am in bed. I'm not showing off. I'm just, that's how I am, you know. And I don't know. It sucks. It sucks because they were real cool and we all kind of really had a lot in common, like I said. And we had talked about going to like swinger events together and just hanging out and doing shit. And it just sucks, I guess. But you win some, you lose some. You know, today we realized that, like, you know, it's just another experience for us. And, you know, we can't really complain about it. It is what it is. But yeah, guys, that was our first couple experience. It was great, but it sucked. And more so the aftermath, I guess, sucked. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe they'll come back in the future. My husband's convinced that they'll come back and that she'll realize she was being like immature and just being a baby about shit. And they'll probably come back and we can maybe hash it out and just like be cool. But you know, the thing is, like, we obviously asked them if they had boundaries or rules or things that they weren't comfortable with. And, you know, he had mentioned that like some of the stuff that I was down with in bed, she wasn't down with. And so maybe she didn't like watching that stuff. But it's just confusing because she made it seem like she loved watching. She made it seem like she kept telling me how sexy I was the whole night and how much she loved watching me. And then the next day, she was texting me more than she was texting my husband. Like, she was just, like, super into me. So me and my husband were like, oh, that's awesome. She's super confident. But I think we kind of realized that, truthfully, I think she was a little bit insecure. And maybe when they were home, maybe her husband was talking too much about it or expressing too much, you know, what he thought about me, because even here in person, he was being real vocal about what he thought about me personally. And I think that kind of bothered her, which I can understand in a way. Me personally, if my husband is telling me how great it is and how good she is and blah, 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 to me, it's like, I'm so glad you're having a good time, because if you're having a fucking fucked up time, I'd be like, that sucks, you know? And so we all look at things a little bit differently. But but like I said, my husband's convinced that they'll come back. Maybe they'll come back one day. Maybe they won't. If they don't, that's great. They seem a little bit like drama for us. But shit, nothing takes away from the night. So it was fun. But I think I'm going to wrap up this episode with you guys. I really had fun talking to you guys again and bringing you guys along on one of my many, many dates in the lifestyle. But this one, I just felt like I had to tell you guys about it because it was real crazy and spontaneous. So yeah, but let's wrap this up, you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all of the support, all of the love. Please make sure, like I said, that if you have any questions, you want some advice, anything like that, please feel free to email me. I can keep you as anonymous as you would like me to, or I could just, say who you are, whatever, it's up to you. Yes, just stay tuned in. I don't really have a schedule that I'm going by as far as uploading. I'm just kind of uploading when I can. So I will plan to upload quite more often this week, I think, just because during the week it's easier for me to upload than like on the weekends. So just stay tuned for the next episode. Email me, message me off of the podcasts. There's like a little message button about maybe something that you want to hear about next, or what you want to ask me, or maybe like your view on what happened with me and my husband and this couple, or what you guys think really went down. And I'd love to hear from you guys. I love you guys so much, and thank you for, like I said, all the support. You know, like I said, my podcast has grown quite a bit, a lot more than I thought it was. So I really appreciate you guys. And I will see you guys next time. Bye.